says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. The pasuk says, pre-eitz hodr. He's supposed to take for the mitzvah of Esrog, or pre-eitz hodr, a nice pre. So we darshin, it means eitz. It has to come from a tree, she'tam eitzav opir yevshava. That the taste, if you taste the bark of the tree, the wood, or the leaves of the tree, they taste just like the pre itself. Like Rashi says, she'eitz kepri betam shava. They both taste alike, the tree and the pre, and that's an esrog tree. The esrog tree, the leaf itself and the wood, taste just like the pre itself. Have yom, therefore I would say, pshan the posik is, the esrog, the posik means to take an esrog, that's the mitzvah. Samura says, how do you know this? The aim of maybe the posik means kapolim, maybe means type of a pepper, and a pepper also, the tree tastes very sharp like the pepper itself. Kidatanya, like we learned, Rabbi Meir used to say, Mimash Mashinema, since the Pasuk says the Mashmoyis of the Pasuk is Unetatem Kol Eitz, you should plant any tree. Is any Yudeya, don't I know, Shu Eitz Meichel, it means a tree that you could eat from. Matamlim, what does the Pasuk have to say in Vayikri Yotes, Eitz Meichel? What does the Pasuk say, Eitz Meichel, a tree that you could eat from? It means to say eitz, she'atam eitz of a pure yeshavav, such a tree that not only do you taste its fruits, but even the tree itself tastes the same as the pre. Have you, I'll tell you what it's supposed to be talking about. Zer Pupolim is talking about a pepper tree. The Lamnachal comes to teach us, she'at Pupolim chayavim bi'orlam, that a pepper tree also has this halacha of orla. That this pasuk in the Tatam Koleitz means you let her plant trees, but the first 3 years after you planted it, anything that grows is orla, it's also bano, you're not allowed to eat it. After the 3rd year, the 4th year, that's not like, because what's called netter revai, it's only by grapes or by anything. The 4th year, you can be pointed and eat it, or else bring it to Yerushalayim. But the first 3 years, it's also, and the apostles come to teach us that Pilpolim also is called a tree, a pepper. And why? Because the apostle says, Kol Eitz Meichel. So Darshan Eitz Meichel means a tree that the tree and the pre taste alike. If so, maybe you're also by pre Eitz Hoda, by Sukkis, maybe the posit means a pepper and not a nesri. Zemora says, continuing was the drasha of the posit before in the Tatum Kol Eitz, that the more Darshan is also, V'yein Eretz Yisroel Chaser Klum, that Eretz Yisroel is not missing anything. Shenem the posit says, Loitech sa kobo, like nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says loitech sa kobo, limducho hay eitz meichel da filu popolim bechlal, meaning even Eretz Yisrael even has popolim, even has pepper. So koponim, you see that pepper also the tree and the pre taste alike. So again, maybe that's the pshat in pre eitz hoda by Sukkis. So Mor says, hosem atayu by Sukkis. Mishum de leyefsher, it's impossible to say that the posuk means pre-eitz hodr a pepper. Why? Because heichin eved, how should we take this pepper to be used for the mitzvah? If you want to tell me ninkot chodr, take like one seed from the pepper, leminkor lekichosa, it's too small, you can't tell, you can't see, the seed is too small, it's not mastavra, the term means to take such a small thing for the mitzvah. So what? Ninkot tray, so take two, or it's lots to take two or three seeds of the pepper. Maybe use that for the mitzvah. Samor says no, the Samor is, the Gersos we have Echod, or some of the Gersos are pre-Echod. Omer Rachmon, the Veloishnaim, Mishloisha Paris, and not two or three Paris. Hilkoch Loyevshem. Therefore, it's not possible to say that the Torah means to take a pepper, but rather, like we dashed before, pre-Eitz Hoda means Eitz Shetam Eitz of a Pir Yeshov, which means the Esrik. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, when the Pasuk says, pre-eitz hodor, al tikri hodor, do not read the word hodor, it should be nice, pretty, el rava hadir, and you say it should be like a corral of animals. What does that mean to say? Ma dir, just like the corral of animals, ze yesh poi gedolim uktanim, there are big animals in the corral and there are small ones. There are temimim abali mumim, there are complete ones, and ones that are missing, a bal mum on the animal. Here's Hachinam, there's something also, this pre-eitz hodah means to say, a fruit tree that yesh poi gedolim uktanim, has big fruits and small fruits. Temimim, complete ones of Bali Mumin, like we know it, Sreikim are plenty Bal Mumin, is therefore the Pasuk means an Esrik and not a Popolim. So the more is, ought for this alone, ought to Shah Peris less Pugdelim Ktanim, other Peris also, an apple tree, other trees also have the same thing. There are big apples and small apples, Temimim, complete ones, or Bali Mumin, ones that are missing. So how do we know from this, Jerusha, that the Pasuk means an Esrik? Ella rather like this, Hokikom, this is what we meant to say. Acheboyin kitanim, adayim gdolim kayomim, means even when the new crop, the small ones grow, you still have the old crop, the big ones are still on the tree. That's the pshat from pre-Eitzah. There has to be like an Esrik tree that you always have Paris on it. Even when the new ones grow, the old ones are still on it. The Rashi says, Kloimer, hay gdolim gdolim, big and small, Lav Shoshon Achas, it doesn't mean in 1 year. El Gedolim Mishloshtaka means last year's big ones. Oktanim are the small ones from this year. She Esri, caused by an Esri tree, Dar Vagoda Bilono Shtaim Vesholoshonim. It could grow for 2 or 3 years. And therefore, when the new crop grows, the old crop is still on the tree, just becoming bigger and bigger. So that's the pshat from an Esri tree. That's what we know from Priyat Hodor, it means an Esri. Rabbi Yahu Amar Bavua says like this. Al tikri hodor, do not read the word again, hodor, to mean nice. El raza hadar, means something that lives. It means dovor shadar v'ilone mishon l'shona. Means fruits that sustain on the tree from year to year. Like we said, that's like a citrus, that's an esrog tree. That you could have the pears growing for 2 years on it. And new crops are growing. That's called hadar. So Rashi says, v'hihi the Rebbe, is the same type of a drush of Rebbe. Eleba Mashemusa Pligi, Madar is Loshin deer. One says Hadar means Loshin of deer or corral. Or Madar is Loshin deero. Hadar means living with the same type of a drosha. Means to say you have to have a nesting tree that the pears there stay on the tree for a longer time. Now another drosha, Benazai says, Tikri again, Hadar, creates Hadar. He'll rather read it like Idur, means to say like water. Shekein Beloshin Yevoni Kerem Lamayim Idur. In Greek, they call water Idur. What does that mean to say? That you have to water the tree a lot. And therefore, V'yezihi, which type of a tree is it? Shegodol Akol Mayim, that grows by all means of water. It means you have to irrigate it, you have to water a lot. Heviyem, I'll tell you, that's the Esrog tree that needs a lot of water. It's not enough just the rainwater, you have to water it. That's why I know from the Pasuk of Priyates Hodor, that it means to say an Esrog tree. Then it says in the Mishnah, Shel Asherah, if you have an Esrog that grows off an Asherah tree, it means a tree that the Goyim worship, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, or else for She'ir HaNidachas, an Esrog tree that grows in a city, that the robe of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, so Alokhar is supposed to burn the city, Sen Alokhar is posel, such an Esrog is posel to use for the mitzvah. So Morris says, my time, what's the reason, what's wrong with the Esrog? So Moran says, Ki vondle sreifa koi, since there's a mitzvah to burn an asherah, or else anything from the year Hanidachas, you have to burn it. If so, ki tu se mechtash yureho. It's considered like the shear is missing. It's like chopped up, and there's a shear, at least how much the esrog has to be. So if anything that you have to have a shear, when the locha is supposed to burn it, that's a salocha, that kivun the sreifa koi is considered like it's missing its shear. It's not choshev, it's missing the shear. Therefore, the esrog is posel. Then the Mishnah says, v'shel orla posel. If you have an esrog from an orla, that means the first 3 years the tree is growing. The fruits are have been orla. It's osa banoy nalaritim. Therefore, the esrog is posel. So even though it's also banor, that wouldn't bother us, because halacha is mitzvah lav lehenis nitnum. So if these are anor shebo, you would be allowed to use it for the mitzvah. Therefore, the more is the question, my timer, what's the reason that a esrog shel orlo is posel? The more says, pligi bo rab chia bar avin for rab asti, it's a machloikis. Chadom, one says, lefi shein bo heter achila. Because you're not allowed to eat the pre, orlo is also achila. And Rashi says, Rachmon Omar, the Torah says, Lochem. It says, Chaklon Lochem, take for yourself, meaning, Horoya Lochem, Bechor Dakia Nos, it has to be fit for you to use it in the normal manner. In the normal manner of an Esrog, just eat it. And therefore, if you don't have a Heter Achilom, it's not called Lochem, it's possible for the mitzvah. The Chadom one says Lefi Shein Bo Din Mamen. The reason is because it doesn't have value to it. It has no value of Mamen. Rashi says it's not even worth a Sheva Pruta. Why the Yisuri Ano? Because Earl is also Bano. Hilkach therefore Lav Shelachemu. That's why it's not called Lachem. Because they both agree the Pasuk says Lachachtem Lachem. The question is, does Lachem mean a Heter Achila? Or does Lachem just mean it has to be a Sheva Pruta that has to have value to it? Gemara says, Kosalka Daita, we thought to say that man the boy heterachilo, the one that has to have a heterachilo, loy boy din mamon, he does not have to have a din mamon, and a man the boy, the one that has to have the man the boy din mamon, loy boy heterachilo does not have to have the heterachilo. Each one separately, either you have to have a heterachilo, or else you have to have a din mamon, but you do not have to have both. That was Avimina. Either one is enough to be yotz of the mitzvah, according to each man the yama. So Rashi says, like if I would have known there's a heter achila rachis kagoyin, ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't have to have a din mamon. As even though according to Rami Yeshita, he holds Masech to Gedushin, that ma'isa sheni is considered mamon gavoy, it's not called you really own it. It's not called like nichts hegdish, you can't be makdishit, or you can't be makadish and isha with it. But I call upon him, you be your mitzvah's esrig with the esrig of ma'isa sheni, because the ma'isa you have heter achila, you're allowed to eat it. And the more so, the one that says you have to have a din moment means you don't have to have a heter achila. Rashi says, and according to him, maybe be machshir an esrog shatevil, that even though it's also achila an esrog shatevil, but I call upon mitzmuta bano. That's the avimina. Either one you have to have, but not both. The more says, if so, tenan. We learn it like this. It says shel truma temeya fossil. We have an esrog of truma temeya, so it has no heter achila. You're not allowed to eat it. So it's possible for the mitzvah. So bishlem l'man diyom l'fi shein b'heter achila shapir. If you learn the pshat, the word l'lochem means you have to be able to eat it. Sira from a truma tenaya, even a kain cannot eat it. Therefore, since nobody's allowed to eat it, that's not called l'lochem. That's why it's possible. But elu l'man diyom, according to the man diyom that holds l'fi shein b'din mamin, because it has no value to it. That's the reason why an esrik shall all is possible. That's the pshat, the word l'lochem. If it's over here, amai. Why is a truma temeya psula? Hare masika takta tavshilo, it has some value to it. You're allowed to use it for firewood. You could use it to burn with and to enjoy the heat that comes out of the burning of it. And therefore it is worth a shavuot, that's a din mamon on it. So according to that man the yama, why does it say the lochre, a nesrik, shal truma temeya, is psula? The Rashi says, Hare masika lazu takta tavshilo. Kedir mina gemara in Shabbos says, titain loy vidarshim ler loyroy. Nechlau dabas arihu, that you are allowed to use it for fire, meaning where it's a truma tumei, you're allowed to burn it, so it has shava pruta. So why is the possible for the mitzvah? So more answers. Elo the pshat is this: the heter achilu kuleyam le pliga debinan. Both of them agree that an esrog has to have a heter achila. If it's not muta achila pshit, it's not kud lechem. But ki pligi, what's the machlekes over here? But din moment, do you also have to have it to be worth a shava pruta? Masava one holds heter achila binon din mamon lo binon. No, it's enough just that you have heter to eat it, even though it has no shava fruits, it's not worth anything. Or masava the other one says no din mamon nami binon. That's the shaila. He holds you have to have two things. You have to have it to be true a heter achila, but also has to have a din mamon on it. The Umara says my bina. What's the difference? Where's there something that you're allowed to eat it, but it has no shava? It's not worth anything. Somewhere says the Gibanayu Maisa Shani Shabi Yushlayim Aliba the Rab Meya. According to Rab Meya Shita, he holds Maisa Shani is called Mam Gavoy, like we just said. And therefore you cannot be Makarash Nisha with it. Therefore it doesn't have any mum and it's called Mam Gavoya. But you're allowed eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore a heterachila it has. According to the man the Yaman holds heterachila is enough, this would also be called heterachila. If you hold you have to have more, you have to have a din mum, and this does not have a din mum. Sasvigmor says that Laman the Yom Lefi Shein Beheter Achila, according to one the Yom, it says you have to be able to eat the pre Hare Yesh Beheter Achila. Here, this Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. But Laman the Yom Lefi Shein Bodin Momim, it does not have a value in money. If so, Maisa Sheni, Mom Gavoyu, according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot like sell it. It's not called your personal money. It's not called you own the money. It's like belonging to Hashem. It's called Mom Gavoyu. So therefore, it does not have the heter of momin, and therefore would be possible for an esrog. Now the Gemara says, Tistaim, I'll bring you proof. The Rav Asi, the Omalafi, Shein Bodin Mamin. Rav Asi is the one that's more machmer and says it has to have a din mamin also. It has to have a value of money to it. Because the Yom Rav Asi said, Esrik Shemaisa Sheini, if you have an Esrik that has Kedushas Maisa Sheini on it, Maisa Sheini means you already took off Maisa Rishon, then you take off Maisa Sheini. Lediva Rabbi Meir, current Rabbi Meir Shita, Ein Adam Yotze Boyerechavosa Biyomtiv, you will not be Yotze the Mitzvah's Esrik on the Chag HaSukkos. So see, clearly Rav Asi holds that you have to have a din, mom that has to have value to you. And according to Rabbi Meir, Maisa Sheini is mom and Gavoya, belongs to Hashem, not to you, therefore be possible. But the Divrei Chacham, according to Chacham Shita, they hold Maisa Sheini is called mom and hedyot, you own it, you could do what you want with it. Therefore, Adam Yotze Boyedei Chavosa Biyomtev, a person would be Yotze's Mitzvah Sesrig with an Esrig from Maisa Sheini. This time, so the proof Rav Asi is the one that's more machmir and says not only do you have to have a heter achila, but you also have to have a din moment value. And then it should come out that Rav Chiya Baravan, he was the one that said it's enough, just the fact you're allowed to eat it. Kufa, what we just say above, Omar Rav Asi said that Esrig Shomai Sesheini, we have an Esrig of Maisa Sheini. The Dibur Rabbi Meir, Kurt Rabbi Meir, Shita, Einodim Yotze Boyedechavosa Biyomtev, you're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. But the Dibur Rechachomim, Odim Yotze Boyedechavosa Biyomtev, because Kurt Rechachomim, that Maisa Shani is called Mom and Hedyot, that belongs to you, therefore it's called their value, you could be Yotze the Mitzvah. Now, Matzah Shomaisa Shani, let's say Nagaya to Pesach, if you have your Matzah that was made from the flour of Maisa Shani, so again, Lediva Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that also is called Momen Gavoyam, Einodim Yotze Boyedechavosim Pesach, you will not be Yotze the Mitzvah Sesei of Achilas Matzah. But Lediva Rechachom, according to Chom Shita, Odim Yotze Boyedechavosim Pesach, yes, you would be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah. So Rashi says, Einodim Yotze Boyedechavosim Pesach, Erechoyves Achilas Matzah Laila Rishon, Lekama Porach, Miksev Matzah Sechem, soon the Gemara will ask, why? The Pasuk doesn't say matzah seichem to say you have to own your matzah. It says, so even though you don't have a din mum and no value, but since you're allowed to eat it, why shouldn't you be yotze the mitzvah? Another loch is, what's going to be isa shel maisa sheni? You have dough that was made from the flour of maisa sheni. So the divrei Rabbi Meir, current Rabbi Meir sheet again, that's called mum gavoyam, teturim min achala. If you eat it in Yerushalayim, you would not have to take off challah. Rashi says, why? The pasuk says, Arisa Seichem, only dough that belongs to you, and Vahai, this dough of Maisa Sheini to Gavoya, belongs to Gavoya, to Hashem. And even though there's heter achila, that's all, but since there's left bei din shar momin, labdi deyu, even though you have a schus, you have a right to eat it, it's like a pikodin in your rishus that you have a right to eat it. For the actual value of it belongs to Hashem, so therefore you'll be potter from challah. But again, you'll be chayev in challah because it belongs to you. It's called arisa seichem. Now the Gemara says, "Maskev lo rapor." Papa asks a question like this: "Bishloi me isa." You understand that isa, the current Rabbi Meir, you should be potter in a challah. Ksiv the pasuk says, "Reishis arisa seichem." The first of your dough, it has to belong to you. And here, Maisa Sheini, Libra to Rabbi Meir, does not belong to you, it's Lomim Gavoya. Therefore, you put them in a challah. Esrig, the din of Esrig, also, now, Miksiv Lochem, it says, Lachachtam Lochem, Mishel Lochem. So it's good also why Esrig, Shemaisa Sheini, current Rabbi Meir, you're not Yotz of the Mitzvah. But Elo Matzah, by the Mitzvah of Matzah, Pesach by night, Miksev Matzah Sechem, the apostle says Matzah Sechem, it says Matzah, that's all. So long as you eat Matzah, that's mutet eat, you should be up to the Mitzvah. So even though it's for Maisa Sheini, you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, so what do you say it's possible? You're not Yotza. So my answer is, Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel Vitema, some want to say. It was Rabbi Yema Bar Shalmio, that as your lechem lechem, learn out of Xerah Shavah, lechem lechem. Ksiv Hochet says, by matzah lechem oini, supposed to eat matzah lechem oini, poor man's bread. It doesn't rise. Uksivosim, it says by the Pasha of Chalo, for hoyo biachocha milechem oritz, says in the Pasha of Chalo also the word